You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds lost to the New York Mets on Sunday afternoon 3-1. They lost the series 2-1. It was just a so-so start for Andrew Abbott, who gave up 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 7 hits in 5 innings on the mound. The Reds' offense could manage just 3 hits off a Mets starter, Sean Manaea, and 4 relievers, and didn't have a hit after the 4th inning. Some bad news. The Reds' T.J. Antone had to leave the game after throwing just 1 pitch in the top of the 6th inning. He will get an MRI on Monday. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Ed. Chris, well, a tough ball game for the Redlegs today, and there are a couple of things that really stand out in this game, and I think you start in the 4th inning. The Reds had the bases loaded with nobody out. They get a run, but only settled for the 1 run. That was the inning where it really felt like they maybe had Sean Manaea on the ropes.
And it was also the last inning in which the Reds got a hit in this ball game. So they were stifled with 3 hits overall. They didn't get anything after that 4th inning, but you know, when you play tight ball games and you face good pitching, and Manaea has been really good, timely hits are what counts. And they were just unable to come up with one today.
Andrew Abbott really had to battle through his 5 innings. What'd you make of him today?
You know, I see the last couple of times for Abbott, first 2 of the season, obviously, so he's still early in the year. But I don't think he's using his fastball as much as he did last year. Now, maybe it's because the book on him is that he's got this fastball and maybe hitters are looking for it. But I think that when all else fails, you got to keep it simple. Go back to that number one and see what goes from there. Although the guy's a battler. I mean, he only gave up a couple of runs, really, that were earned, 3 overall. And I think that you know, he's certainly going to be in the rotation for a while. Quality pitcher, bulldog of a guy, but I like the fastball use a little more.
A lot of the contact against him today was extremely soft, except for maybe the home run by Lindor, but just a lot of soft hits against him, the victim of maybe some bad luck today, Andrew Abbott.
I would agree with that, including a couple of bunt hits in the same inning.
Right, how about that? Reds fall short, though, to the Mets, 3-1. They take the series 2-1 over the Reds. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Mets on Sunday afternoon 3-1, and now to the highlights. Andrew Abbott made the start for Cincinnati with 1 out in the top of the 1st. Francisco Lindor broke his 0-for-24 streak when he doubled to left field. Then with 2 outs, Francisco Alvarez was at the plate. He reached on an infield single and a run scored.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Alvarez skips a ground ball off the diving glove of the first baseman, fielded by the second baseman. The feed to Abbott off the mark from Espinal, and that will score Lindor.
The Mets scored again in the top of the 2nd off Abbott. Starling Marte walked to begin the inning. Tyrone Taylor and Jeff McNeil then laid down back-to-back bunt singles to load the bases. Next up was Harrison Bader, and CES saved at least 1 run.
Abbott's pitch and a line drive caught at first by Christian Encarnacion Strand. That was a missile, and Encarnacion Strand went airborne, reaching up to his right, fully extended to make the catch. He was positioned perfectly, way off the bag at first, to make that catch.
Unfortunately, Brandon Nimmo was up next, and Abbott gave him a run.
And here's the 1-2 pitch, and it hit him. A bases loaded hit by pitch with a 1-2 fastball, and the Mets lead it 2-0.
The Reds ended up turning a double play to end that inning. Abbott loaded the bases in the 3rd thanks to a walk and a couple of hits, but he got out of it unscathed. Sean Manaea made the start for the New York Mets on Sunday. He gave up a base hit to CES with 2 outs in the 1st, but he was stranded. The Reds went out in order in the 2nd. Luke Maley struck out leading off the 3rd. It was a 13-pitch at-bat for the Reds catcher. Bubba Thompson then singled to right. Jonathan India was next up, and he got drilled.
Here's the 0-2. Ow! Right on the hands, and he goes down in the batter's box. Jonathan India drilled. I mean, he is on his knees right now. He's rolled over once. Now he's in the left-handed box. He's up on his feet. Tomas Vera, one of the Reds trainers, comes out. Arm on his left shoulder. David Bell out.
India really grabbed that wrist. It's his left wrist. And as soon as it hit him, boy, he dropped and he really was squeezing that wrist in some serious pain.
It's a dangerous part of the hand to get hit on. And just to make a note, India is not one of those players that wears a pad or any kind of protector on his wrist or hands. And that got him right on the back of the hand and wrist.
India stayed in the game. He was fine. But Manaea struck out the next two batters to end the Reds' threat. Andrew Abbott came back out for the fourth inning. He easily retired Bader and Nimmo, but then Francisco Lindor did more damage.
Abbott's 2-1, and Lindor swings and belts it. High and deep to left. That is way back, and it is gone. Francisco Lindor got an elevated fastball at the top of the zone out over the plate, and he hammered it.
The Reds finally crossed the plate in the bottom of the fourth. Jamer Candelario walked to begin the inning. Stuart Fairchild then singled, and Eli De La Cruz was hit by a pitch. Santiago Espinal then got the one-run home.
The 2-1, and this ball's hit in the air right field. Backing up on it is Taylor. The catch is made. Everybody's going to tag, and everybody will successfully move up 90 feet. A sack fly to right for Santiago Espinal gets the Reds on the board. Fairchild to third, De La Cruz to second base.
Abbott came back out to pitch the top of the fifth. He set the Mets down in order, and that was the end of his day. Five innings, seven hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, four strikeouts, a home run, a hit batter, 95 pitches, 58 of those for strikes. Right-hander T.J. Antone came out to pitch the top of the sixth. The first batter that stepped into the box was Tyrone Taylor, and sadly, Antone's day was finished after just one pitch.
First pitch is inside for ball one to Tyrone Taylor, and the count is 1-0. Yeah, it's a whole different look right now for Antone, and now the home plate umpire is coming out to talk to Antone and Luke Maley and David Bell and Sean McQueenie out there as well. I'm not sure what they're looking at with Antone. He's got his head down.
I think maybe he's got something happened to his arm. That pitch kind of went wild on him right there, and he immediately put his head down, walked off the mound towards Luke Maley, the catcher, and now they've all got a five-person meeting, and he's coming out of the ballgame.
Oh, man, you hate to see that. Oh, goodness. So T.J. Antone is going to leave the game. He's got his head down, and...
Well, what we know about Antone is that he has spent the last 2 years basically rehabbing not one but two different Tommy John surgeries. So that's not a good sign.
You'll hear David Bell talk about Antone in just a minute, but he will have an MRI on Monday. Brent Suter replaced Antone. He ended up pitching three scoreless innings. The Reds really struggled after they scored in the fourth. They did not get another hit after that inning. They left a runner on base in the sixth, two more in the seventh, but that was it. Edwin Diaz set the Reds down in order in the ninth inning to end the ballgame. Mets win it 3-1. Here are the totals for New York. Three runs, nine hits, no errors, eight left. Cincinnati, one run, three hits, one error. They stranded eight. Manaea, the winner, 1-0. Abbott, the loser, 0-1. Diaz, save number two. One home run in the game. That was Lindor's first of the season. 2 hours and 38 minutes. 26,656 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
Not yet. Obviously concerning and all that for any pitcher. We all know that TJ's been through some things. So for right now, we're just going to think positive, keep our fingers crossed that it turns out to be nothing. He's going to get a follow-up exam here today or tomorrow, MRI tomorrow. We'll know a lot more. But no matter what, TJ is going to he's going to get through this, and he's going to be fine. He's an incredible in every way, incredible person, incredible teammate, and he's worked so hard to get to this point. And no matter what, he just has so much to offer, and he's going to be fine. He's going to get through this. But like I said, beyond that, you know, we're just fingers crossed. He's going to be out back on the mound here real soon.
Offensively, another tough day against a lefty starter. Is that pattern concerning going forward?
It has seemed like that so far. We like the guys we have, our options against the left-handed starters. So we're going to be fine. Today, Manaea was tough. He had the cutter and the sweeper kind of running in on our right-handed hitters, and he was throwing for strikes, and then he had real good fastball, especially early. So tough at bats, hit a few balls hard, but he pitched a great game against us.
Your impressions of Andrew Abbott today, pitched well. well enough at least to keep you guys from the game?
I thought Andrew had great stuff today. I know he gave up a few runs, but not a lot of hard hit balls, and the stuff is outstanding, and he continues to do that, and the results are going to follow.
Monday night, the Milwaukee Brewers are in town to begin a four-game series against the Reds. Right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes to the mound in Game 1. He's 0-1 with an even 3 ERA. Lefty Aaron Ashby will pitch for Milwaukee. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Mets knock off the Reds 3-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.